Each week, when we come together in worship, we gather ourselves with first the collect for purity. The right to version is this. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. In this prayer, we acknowledge that there are no secrets from God, and that in God's eyes we are known through and through. Whether we like that or not, it's true. And each time we gather to worship, we acknowledge that fact to ourselves, to God, and to each other. After the collect for purity, we acknowledge God's glory. We give praise to God through the Gloria. And then we collect ourselves again with the collect for the day. Today's collect includes two words that we would rather not hear. Not only that, but those two words are joined together, and those words are enslaved and sin. The author of this collect boldly claims that we are divided and enslaved by sin. We don't want to hear that. And we certainly don't want to acknowledge that it is true, that we are divided and enslaved by sin. But we are, and we might as well just go ahead and admit it. We can't get around it. We just keep on sinning and sinning and sinning. Our world is enslaved by sin. Think about that. What does it mean to be enslaved? To be enslaved is to be held against one's will, to be in bondage, not to be able to act for one's self-interest or to better one's situation. Being enslaved is not something one chooses for oneself. Being enslaved is passive. It's not something one does. It's external. It's something that is done to someone. So are we truly enslaved by sin? Do we have no responsibility for our sinning? Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be marvelous if we could just say that we can't help what we do, that we have no control, that sin is just something that happens, or like Flip Wilson said about 100 years ago, the devil made me do it. And as we know, that often seems to be true. Even when we try desperately to not sin, we still find that we do. We do not love our neighbors as ourselves. Maybe we do not even love ourselves. We do not love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, and soul. This is an age-old problem. Sinning has affected our world from the very beginning. Our sinful nature is what got the first two people thrown out of the garden and out of right relationship with God. Had man and woman, or Adam and Eve, not taken it upon themselves to do the very thing God told them not to do, we might not find ourselves in the predicament we're in today. But they did. And whether you believe that literally or metaphorically, the truth remains, sin has been around from the beginning. And it seems that it does enslave us. If we mean by enslaving that it overtakes our rational minds and urges us to behave in ways that we know are contrary to the way God would have us live. King David knew about sin and he knew its effects. There was nothing new under the sun. People have behaved badly forever. Most recently, our headlines and newscasts have been filled with the news of General David Petraeus' extramarital affair. The news of this event is so widespread that if you Google his name, you will see that there are over 5 million results. This is huge news. An extramarital affair is not huge news. That sin happens on a daily basis. But this particular event is huge because General Petraeus seemed to have more sense than that. As the head of the Central Intelligence Agency, one would expect that he might realize that nothing remains uncovered. All secrets are eventually uncovered. We expected him to be able to resist this sin, and we will never know why he didn't. He might not even be able to define that for himself. One bishop, Scott Benhays of Georgia, has suggested that persons in power sometimes find themselves in a place where they believe that they are free from the same constraints that the rest of us find ourselves living with. Perhaps that's true for General Petraeus. It certainly was for King David, who went so far as to have his paramour's husband killed in battle to cover his tracks. There's truly no excuse for why we do some of the things we do, why we make really bad decisions, why we sin. We know that sin separates us from God and from each other. So why is it that we continue to sin? Why do we not put the brakes upon ourselves? Why is it that we don't just say no? I wish I had an answer for that. And you know, sin seems to be self-selective. I may not ever be truly tempted to have an extramarital affair, but there are other things that tempt me beyond belief. And my temptations are probably not yours. But either way, we're on a level playing field when it comes to temptations. We all have them, and we must fight them off. But how, you might ask? We are enslaved to these sins. We can't help it. Sin is out of our control. Yes and no. St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, says, "I do not understand my own actions. For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate." We've been speculating for almost 2 millennia now on what exactly was the sin that St. Paul was referring to, and it seems that we will never know for certainty. The point remains that even those we consider spiritual giants are sinful and seem to have little control. So what is our recourse? We have none if we're left to our own devices. The good news is we are not left to our own devices. We have a king. And not a king like King David, who is just as sinful as we are, but a true king, Christ. When we fall into sin, when we feel like we are enslaved by our human sinfulness, we can repent and return to God. And our sins, all of our sins, will be forgiven. There are no unforgivable sins. Still, the damage remains. There are long-reaching effects of sin, and it takes much longer and much more work to right our wrongs in the world than it does with God. The minute we seek God's forgiveness, it is given. And then it's time for us to get to work, doing what we can to right our wrongs. We will always sin. But the closer we stay to our King, the more we truly allow Christ to have dominion and reign in our lives, the more we are freed from that which enslaves us. The more we let Christ rule our hearts, the more we are returned to a right relationship with Him, with ourselves, and with each other. And hopefully, the more we are able to just say no. Amen.